This is B.B. King, and you're tuned to Blue Power, Internet's home of the blues.
Good afternoon, Jeannie. Boy, am I stoked.
Okay, I am totally stoked right alongside here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Blue Power, and guess what? John did it. He pulled off the unthinkable. He actually made his way backstage in Las Vegas to do a private one-on-one interview in the dressing room with none other than B.B. King. Unbelievable, John, and the questions are great. The interview was great. Not only that, but B.B. King mentioned to John some of his influences. So, behind the scenes, we collected some of B.B. King's influences, the people that helped shape his life and his career. And we're going to have them all put together in one wonderful interview. Who brought this to our lap here?
Well, Mr. James Cantelli and ESI Event Services were the people who put this together for us, Jeannie. And I want to thank them very, very much. ESI Event Services does worldwide events. They've done them for Warner Brothers. They've done them for Time. They've done them for everybody. So check out the link on the BB show page when you got a minute. And if you ever have some kind of major event where you want to draw a lot of people, check out ESI Event Services.
All right. Well, what do you say, John? You guys have got to hear this. Here we go. The real one and only BB King.
Rehearsal time backstage at the Mirage. All the BB's musicians are getting set up. They had to swap pianos. One of the pianos came undone, and they brought in a 5-foot white Yamaha. Keyboardist is using a B3 with two Leslies. Looks like there'll be three or four horn men. Drums, bass, and of course, BB himself. utilizing approximately 28 microphones. John Reese. BluePower.com. We're talking to Mr. B.B. King.
Yes, sir. All right.
B.B., let me get out my stuff here.
All right. Go ahead.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it.
Glad. We have the largest blues site on the web.
Really?
This is it right here.
All right. Hey, hey. Wonderful.
I understand you're interested in the web.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Thank you. Oh, this for me?
You can take that.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
I was running my printer here in town, ran out of ink on the back and the color, but it's okay.
Oh, I see. It's all right. Yeah.
B.B., I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Here. The blues is one of America's only true art forms. It has survived while dozens of other musical forms have faded into obscurity. To what do you attribute this?
I think today, one of the reasons it's more popular than ever, you've got a lot of young people that are playing it and they are supporting it.
Absolutely.
I notice as I get around my audience is the oldest person on an average is 45 maybe.
Yeah.
So it's usually from about 16 to 45. There are a few exceptions, you know, some older and some younger when they can come, but that's the average. And these kids are playing. Believe me, they are playing. They're playing good, real good.
Mm-hmm. And you taught them.
Well, somewhere along the line, they picked up something I didn't teach them because I don't know it myself.
That's true.
Thank you. tell you, you're one of the finest players in the world.
Thank you.
You have a style that whenever you hear it, you know it's B.B. King.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
How does it feel to be one of America's greatest ambassadors of the arts?
That makes me feel very good. I don't have that title officially, but you know what happened? We went to... they was having the World Fair in Portugal. So I went to represent the U.S. And when I got there, they introduced me as the ambassador of jazz and good music. So I said, well, I'm a blues player. Well, you're the ambassador of music, they would
yeah.
say. And I liked it so much. And before Christmas, I was at the White House. And the president says, oh, you are an ambassador, aren't you? That's what they call me, sir. He said, well, that's what you are. And it makes me feel good to answer your question. It makes me feel very good.
Well, I tell you, I counted 118 awards. I pulled it right off your site. And you got 118 awards. I have never seen that many.
Well,
doctorates, I mean... Every kind of award imaginable.
They've been good to me.
Downbeat's really been good to you.
Yes, Downbeat has strictly been good. Yes, they have.
Your music and style of playing has influenced so many famous players of today. Who were your influences?
I had... the first one was a person called Lonnie Johnson.
Crazy self and a woman make a fool out of me. Me and my crazy self, let a woman make a fool out of me. Out and left me. I'm lonesome as a fool can be. Me and my lying self said I wouldn't love no more. Another woman took my heart, walked out and slammed the door. Me and my helpless self, guess there's nothing I can do. Me and my helpless self, yes, there's nothing I can do. But just set you worrying, crying my heart out for you.
And Lonnie Johnson made me want to be so much like him. He was a blues player, but he played with many of the great jazz players. In other words, he recorded with Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
He recorded with Duke Ellington, Mahalia Jackson. And I'm trying to think of a guitar player, Lang. His name was Lang.
Johnny Lang?
No, not young Johnny Lang,
okay.
But I'm talking about... This person's name was Lang, too, but I can't think of what his first name was. But anyway, he was back there We're talking about when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to be like him because Lonnie Johnson to me was that link between jazz and blues, gospel and whatever. He was that link that fit, made it all come together. Then there was a Texan born blind. Everybody called him Blind Lemon. Blind Lemon Jefferson. That was my second idol. Jazz, so a guy called Charlie Christian.
Charlie Christian.
I love Charlie.